Terrorists were tracked down, tried, found guilty, and usually executed right on the spot. So, unfortunately, were many innocent people. But Stolypin was no knee-jerk counter-terrorist. He saw the Tsarist government's only chance for survival was to raise the peasants' living standard, somehow. This, Stolypin tried to accomplish by making it possible for the more ambitious farmers, the kulaks, or fists, to rise to the top of the peasant class and pave the way for the slower peasants. Of course, the landowners were appalled. They preferred their peasants poor and ignorant. The revolutionaries were likewise appalled that Stolypin might find a peaceful solution to the peasant question. Never a particularly pleasant person anyway, Stolypin also made a powerful enemy in Rasputin, the so-called mad monk of Russia, who alone, or so it seemed, could stop the hemophiliac Tsarevich Alexei's bouts of profuse bleeding. As a grateful mother, Alexandra felt deeply indebted to Rasputin. As empress, Alexandra felt that Rasputin's help could bring similar blessings upon the Russian state. When Stolypin gave Nicholas II a dossier chock full of Rasputin's seedy drinking and sexual antics, Nicholas did nothing but shrug.